With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Bills on education funding and human trafficking both advanced at the legislature today and moved to within one vote of going to the governor's desk. The education bill would provide tax credits for anyone who donates to certain educational programs, both public and private. Representatives voted 57-43 to pass that bill by Republican Senator Lou Jones of Conrad. It would provide income tax credits of up to $150 for donations made to scholarships for private K-12 education or, quote, innovative educational programs at public schools. Tax credits allowed on either side would be capped at $3 million. The human trafficking bill passed 41-9 in the state Senate today. Representative Kim Dudick, a Missoula Democrat, introduced the measure at the request of Republican State Attorney General Tim Fox. It would update crimes and penalties for people exploiting children involved in the sex trade, adults who are coerced or deceived into commercial sex acts, and anyone compelled into forced labor. The measure would give immunity to child victims, make the past sexual behavior of victims inadmissible in court, and allow victims to bring civil action against a trafficker. Victims could also get financial help through a crime victim compensation fund. To that end, traffickers could have their property seized, and if convicted, their property could be sold, with the proceeds going to the fund. Technological glitches aren't stopping most of Montana's school districts from administering tests linked to Common Core. State School Superintendent Denise Juneau estimates about 80% of Montana's schools will press ahead with the online tests, despite widely reported problems. A New Hampshire-based company offers the standardized test in Montana, Nevada, and North Dakota.
When so many students got on the test from those three states, it either had a slowdown or students were not able to even get onto the system.
Because some school districts have opted out of the flawed testing process, Montana may not meet mandated federal education standards. If that happens, that could jeopardize federal education dollars coming to Montana.
I don't think that it'll come to that point, but you know, we will definitely advocate for schools in Montana. We'll advocate for our public education system and make sure that any kind of agreement that we come up with reflects well on our schools and our system.
About 20% of Montana's public schools have accepted state waivers to limit or cancel Common Core tests. At only 7% of the more than 3,500 hospitals Medicare surveyed earned the 5-star rating. The star rating system for patient satisfaction is new. Results released today are based on surveys from randomly selected adult patients contacted after they leave hospitals. They are asked to rate 11 facets of their experience, including how well doctors and nurses communicated, how well their pain was addressed, and whether they'd recommend the hospital to others. In Montana, 24 of the state's 56 hospitals got star ratings. Most of them were given 4 stars, and no hospital got a 1-star rating. Nationwide, some hospital executives are concerned that the star ratings will be misinterpreted by consumers as overall measures of quality and safety, not just patients' subjective opinions.
I'm Steve Jess. The Montana House has narrowly voted against closing the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder, despite frequent claims that its clients were being abused by other clients or staff. The 49-51 vote came after lawmakers from both sides agreed there was no easy answer to problems at the center. Billings Democrat Jessica Carjala argued in favor of closing the facility now because the alternative might be losing all the center's federal Medicaid money down the road.
We don't have any choice, really, because at this point in time, the federal regulators can come in and shut this facility down. The funding may be gone. So do we want to deal with it proactively, or we just want to wait till something worse happens?
The closure has drawn support from disability advocates and many family members of MDC clients who favor community-based group homes over a single state-run center. But opponents say group homes are free to turn away clients and don't offer the same level of treatment. Democrat Denise Heyman of Bozeman also says many of MDC's problems are being dealt with.
Yes, there has been abuse at MDC. Unquestionably, it's been verified. But Health and Human Services has brought in an expert to assess the facility and its operations, and the department is going to be making changes and recommendations. That's currently happening as we speak.
The move to close the developmental center also drew outcries from the Public Employees Union and officials of Jefferson County, where the center provides 250 jobs. If the bill had passed, MDC would have been phased out in stages, closing completely by 2017. A bill aimed at halting human trafficking in Montana is one vote away from passing through the legislature. The Senate endorsed House Bill 89 by a 41-9 vote. If it passes third reading, it will go to the governor's desk for consideration. Representative Kim Dudick, a Missoula Democrat, introduced the measure at the request of Republican State Attorney General Tim Fox. It would update crimes and penalties for people exploiting children involved in the sex trade, adults who are coerced or deceived into commercial sex acts, and anyone compelled into forced labor.
A judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a Butte man charged with killing his father in November 2008. The jury began discussions Tuesday after hearing 6 days of testimony in the deliberate homicide trial of 25-year-old Adam Hatfield. Butte Silver Bow County prosecutors said Hatfield killed 49-year-old Matt Hatfield with a baseball bat, which he then tried to burn. A collision in Missoula County today resulted in the death of a 13-year-old child and injuries to three others. Missoula County authorities say the crash occurred shortly before 8 a.m. on Highway 93 between Lolo and Florence. Investigators say a passenger car appeared to be attempting to cross the highway when it collided with a southbound vehicle. No names have been released, and the accident remains under investigation. Tomorrow at the Montana Legislature, lawmakers will hear a bill that would change how state legislative districts are drawn. Currently, there's a five-person board that creates new state districts every 10 years, depending largely on population. The board is made up of two Democrats and two Republicans who must pick a fifth member. If they can't agree on that person, the state Supreme Court picks them. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Jeff Essman, says it would cut the Supreme Court out of the picture.
It gives an improper incentive for people to participate in Supreme Court races in order to affect the redistricting commission.
Opponents have argued those four members would never be able to pick a fifth member, and redistricting deadlock could occur, in which case the federal government may have to step in. The bill is a constitutional amendment and would require a two-thirds vote from both houses in order to go on the ballot next November. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News. Thanks for listening.